Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Balsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects in Delhi, says works to boost ease of living for people of national capital. President Draupadi Murmu takes part in Golden Jubilee celebration of National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences in Bengaluru. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav launches several development projects for Assam from Guwahati, flags off three trains and inaugurates 10-kilowatt FM transmitter of Akashvani Kokrajhar. Dense fog engulfs North India as cold waves grip the region, disrupting flight and train operations. India crumbled for 185 runs against Australia in their first innings on first day of decisive fifth and final cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi. He inaugurated around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and handed over the keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. Mr. Modi also interacted with beneficiaries of flats and inspected the newly allotted flats. The inauguration of newly constructed flats will mark the completion of the second successful in-situ slum rehabilitation project by the Delhi Development Authority. The project is aimed at providing the residents of the JJ clusters with a better and healthier living environment, equipped with proper amenities and facilities. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated two urban redevelopment projects, the World Trade Centre at Nauruji Nagar and the General Pool Residential Accommodation GPRA Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said the wide range of development works launched today will boost the ease of living for the people of Delhi. He added that these endeavours reflect the government's unwavering commitment to nurture future generations by empowering them with knowledge, innovation and opportunities.
साल 2025 भारत के विकास के लिए अनेक नई संभावनाएं लेकर आ रहा है। दुनिया की तीसरी बड़ी आर्थिक ताकत बनने की तरफ हमारी यात्रा इस वर्ष और तेज होने वाली है। आज भारत दुनिया में राजनीतिक और आर्थिक स्थिरता का प्रतीक बना है। ये वर्ष विश्व में भारत की अंतर्राष्ट्रीय छवि को और सशक्त करने का वर्ष होगा।
Prime Minister Modi is now addressing the event. We now take you live to listen to the Prime Minister's address.
मुना जी का हाल इतना खराब हुआ, अब हम तो छठ पूजा क्या करें? इलाके में ऐसा छोटा मोटा करके हम मां की क्षमा मांग लेते हैं। हर दिल्लीवासी को यमुना जी का स्थिति साथियों, आज 10 साल बाद ये कह रहे हैं और बेशर्मी देखो, लाज शर्म का नामो निशान नहीं। ये कैसी आपदा, ये कह रहे हैं यमुना की सफाई से वोट नहीं मिलते। अरे वोट नहीं मिलेंगे तो क्या यमुना को बेहाल छोड़ देंगे?
The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Central Board of Secondary Education's Integrated Office Complex at Dwarka, built at around 300 crore rupees. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. He laid the foundation of an academic block in the Eastern Campus at Surajmal Vihar in East Delhi and an academic block in the Western Campus at Dwarka. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpura, Najafgarh. President Draupadi Murmu took part in the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, NIMHANS, in Bengaluru today. On the occasion, the President inaugurated a new psychiatry block, central laboratory complex and hostel building. She also dedicated to the nation the advanced 3T MRI scanner and DSA machine. Addressing the gathering, the President lauded NIMHANS for their dedicated service towards the noble cause of mental health and neurosciences. She said NIMHANS today is an undisputed leader in mental health and neurosciences globally.
Focus on mental health promotions will become even more important in the years ahead. Women can add a unique perspective in mental health care, in caregiving, as well as in research.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said global disciplines are embracing the Vedanta philosophy, which is the country's ancient wisdom. He said Vedanta is much beyond a philosophy and it is the algorithm for human consciousness. The Vice President presided over the inauguration of the 27th International Congress of Vedanta at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Dhankar said Vedanta is the essence or conclusion of the Vedas, which are the country's timeless treasures. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired the 7th meeting of the Islands Development Agency, IDA, in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by Andaman and Nicobar Lieutenant Governor Devendra Kumar Joshi, Lakshadweep Administrator Praful Patel, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan and other senior officials. The IDA, set up in 2017, focuses on the holistic development of islands in the country. Several newly appointed governors took oath in their respective states today. In Odisha, Governor Dr. Hari Babu Kumbhampati was sworn in at the Raj Bhavan in Bhubaneswar. Chief Justice of Odisha High Court, Justice Charadhari Sharan Singh, administered Dr. Kumbhampati the oath of office as the 27th governor of the state. Dr. Kumbhampati was earlier serving as the governor of Mizoram. Former Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla was sworn in as the Governor of Manipur at Raj Bhavan. The oath was administered by Chief Justice of Manipur High Court, D. Krishna Kumar. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav launched several projects for Assam from Guwahati today. On the occasion, the Union Minister flagged off three trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bongaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Neharlagun Express, and dedicated a road overbridge. He inaugurated a 10-kilowatt FM transmitter of Akashwani Kokrajhar virtually from Guwahati. In addition, the minister also virtually launched the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology in Guwahati. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi turned the Look East policy into Act East policy for the development of the northeastern region, and now investments are pouring into the region.
North East ka matlab ek naya hai ab. North East hai new engine. Desh ko chalane wala, desh ko aage badhane wala, naya engine hai North East. Aap sab dekhte hain Modi ji ne Look East policy ko badla Act East mein. Aur Act East ke karan bahut bada investment North East ke liye aaya. Main pure Ashta Lakshmi states ka agar kahun, to jahan 2013-14 mein 24,000 crore rupees ka budget tha, 2024-25 mein 5 guna badke 1,25,000 crore ka Ashta Lakshmi states ke liye budget hai.
Akashwani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in its special series. Today, we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Minority Affairs Ministry. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The year 2024 witnessed the Lok Samvardhan Parv in July, which exhibited the indigenous arts, crafts and rich cultural heritage of minority artisans from across India. Further, the Ministry's National Minorities Development and Finance Corporation has been set up to promote the socio-economic development of backward sections amongst the minority communities. During this financial year, the corporation has released concessional credit to the tune of nearly 765 crore rupees, covering over 1.84 lakh beneficiaries till now. The Ministry also launched the Hajj Suvidha app to leverage information technology to enhance the pilgrimage experience. Besides, the Ministry also brought the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, which is under consideration with the Parliamentary Committee. The legislation is intended to overcome the shortcomings and enhance the efficiency of the administration and management of the Waqf committees. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the urs of Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti. He wished for happiness and peace in everyone's lives. Mr. Modi has also presented a charter to Minorities Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, which will be offered on his behalf at Ajmer Sharif Dargah on the Urs. Mr. Rijiju visited the Nizamuddin Aulia Dargah in Delhi today and offered a charter. Talking to media, the minister said he will also offer a charter on behalf of Prime Minister Modi at Ajmer Sharif tomorrow.
प्रधानमंत्री जी का संदेश है जो मोहब्बत का पैगाम है भाईचारा का इस संदेश को लेकर के हम जा रहे हैं हमारे देश में अमन चैन हो भविष्य अच्छा हो शांति हो मिलकर रहे हम ये संदेश को लेकर के जा रहे हैं आज हम लोग यहाँ निजामुद्दीन के बाद प्रधानमंत्री जी के चादर को लेकर के अजमेर शरीफ दरगाह में कल सुबह 11 बजे चढ़ाएंगे
More than 2,300 cadets, including 917 girl cadets representing all states and union territories, will participate in National Cadet Corps NCC Republic Day Camp 2025. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News in New Delhi today, DG NCC Lieutenant General Gurbir Pal Singh said this one-month-long camp would formally be inaugurated by Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar on the 5th of January.
We have more than 2,300 cadets representing all states and union territories and we will have various dignitaries visiting us during the camp. Camp would formally be inaugurated by the Vice President of India and the camp will culminate with the Prime Minister's rally. Our contingent will also march at Kartavya Path.
India and Bangladesh have announced that they have agreed to release the fishermen in each other's custody. Bangladesh will hand over 95 Indian fishermen while India will release 90 Bangladeshi fishermen. The reciprocal repatriation process is expected to be completed by Sunday. We have a report.
Bangladesh Foreign Advisor Mohammad Tohid Hussain told reporters in Dhaka on Thursday that if formalities go as per schedule, the exchange of the fishermen will be held on Sunday. The 95 Indian fishermen's crew members who were held in Begarhat and Patuakhali district jails of Bangladesh were released on Thursday. Besides 6 Indian fishing boats detained in Bangladesh and 2 Bangladeshi fishing vessels detained in India will also be exchanged between the two coast guards. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Dense fog and low visibility have engulfed North India as cold waves gripped the region, disrupting flight and train operations. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog in northern, eastern and central parts of India for the next 2 to 3 days. Around 50 flights got delayed due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital. The movement of several Delhi-bound trains were also affected. More from our correspondent.
Around 24 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 hours. Dense fog has been reported around 300 stations across all 5 divisions of Northern Railways and visibility was recorded in the range of 30 meters to 50 meters. Several trains like Gorakhdham Express, Faraka Express, Kalindi Express, Shamshakti Express, Mahabodhi Express, Malwa Express, UP Sampark Kranti and Ayodhya Express got affected due to low visibility and dense fog. Railways has advised passengers to check the latest status of the trains. On the other hand, flights also got delayed at Delhi Airport, especially the flights that are not Cat 3 compliant. With Bhupendra Singh, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In cricket, India's batting order again crumbled against Australia on the first day of the decisive fifth and final test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Sydney despite the absence of captain Rohit Sharma. The visitors were bundled out for 185 runs in their first innings in the post-lunch session. The hosts were 9-1 at the draw of stumps in their first innings on the opening day. Currently, Australia is trailing by 176 runs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects in Delhi, says works to boost ease of living for people of national capital. President Draupadi Murmu takes part in Golden Jubilee celebration of National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences in Bengaluru. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav launches several development projects for Assam from Guwahati, flags off 3 trains and inaugurates 10 kilowatt FM transmitter of Akashwani Kokrajhar. Dense fog engulfs North India as cold waves grip the region, disrupting flight and train operations. India crumbled for 185 against Australia in first innings on first day of fifth and final cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney. And with that, we end the midday news.